Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma and Brian E. Roach.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma, and not so follically challenged in hanging and banging to my side right here, my brother from another mother, a one, Mr. Brian E. Roach. Brian, what's going on, my friend?
Do you know what today is?
No, I don't.
It's mock draft. Insanity!
And you know what? We got some really cool stuff, hopefully, for all of you folks to follow along at home. Brian's already over here with the draft hat back on. He's got the bling bling and everything like that. It is mock draft insanity time. What the heck is a mock draft insanity, my friend?
All right, well, let me explain the concept here. First of all, let me be really clear. If you've ever watched one of these, and you didn't pay attention at the beginning and then made comments about how this is unrealistic, that's the point. Okay. This is a scenario that is the most absurd, insane, ridiculous premise that I can come up with. But at the same time, it's not me completely, and I'll explain that in a second. But here's the way this works. I spend 2 hours watching Draft Day with Kevin Costner. Because that's the inspiration for Mock Draft Insanity, because that was just dumb. And after watching that, I sit down and I make this covenant with myself. And this is where this begins to go off the wheels, because the Steelers do not trade their future away for stuff now. They don't do it. So I then say I could take everything in the next 2 years and this year and give it all away for whatever I want, right? And so I sometimes will be the person who initiates a trade, but more often than not, what I'll do is I'll initiate the first ridiculous thing, and then I just let the simulators do whatever they're going to do. I get very greedy. I try and make the trades as ridiculous as possible, but I do them. And that's what this is. Mock Draft Insanity is an opportunity for you to get to at least see a variety of different players, more so than you would in a normal mock draft that was just Steelers focused, because they only have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 picks. I'll end up with 57 picks or whatever it is. I don't know. Who knows what I could end up with?
Yeah. And you know what, Brian? Let's go through that right now. The Pittsburgh Steelers. They have, yeah, you just counted them out. How many picks was it that we were talking about? Let's see here. I'm going to pull it up. For those of you that are on YouTube, welcome to a little bit of a new edition here of the Underground. Hopefully that you can follow along at home with your scorecards. Here we go. Current picks. Steelers have, let's see, seven, because there's 2 7th rounders. So 20th overall. First round, 52 overall. Second round, pick 84 in the third, a compensatory pick that they got for round four. I forget exactly who got signed away that got calculated last year. Was that Bud Dupree? Probably.
Probably.
Let's see. No fifth round pick. They traded that one. Was that last year that they traded to move back into the fifth round with Isaiah Loudermilk?
Yeah.
That's all they're going to do every year now. They're just going to trade the next year's fifth round pick and play it ahead. And hopefully getting maybe a better position in the fifth round, because bang, you know, well, Kevin Colbert will be his last year, so it really isn't going to matter there. But no fifth rounder, round six, 208, and then 225 and 241 in round seven. And that's where things start to get a little nutty. If Brian, if you kind of want to set up the scenario here of what's going to be going on with the mock draft insanity.
All right, so here's the scenario. I use the, Crack Addicts Anonymous website of Pro Football Focus. And I use their simulator. I used to use the Draft Network. I used to use FanSided or whatever it was. I like this one now because it's even stupider than the other ones. So basically what I do is I just start the draft and then I start to listen to trade offers. And that's, as I said, sometimes I'll make the first offer. That didn't happen this time around. This time around, I got an offer from the Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Is that where we want to start? Is with the we want to start with the Jets, maybe. And we're going to, let's see.
Oh, you know what? I wrote this wrong. I actually did this.
Oh, geez, oh man.
I offered this. So I made a ridiculous offer to the Jets to move up to 10 and take their pick. And they basically declined it. My offer was, and this is where I start to be insane. I said, I'll give you 20, but I want 10, 35, and 38. So you can move back and get no good stuff. They said no. What a surprise. Then I said, fine, I'm going to keep 20. I'm going to give you my first and second round picks for 2024, and you give me 10, 35, and 38. And that time they said yes. And I said, okay. So I took it.
Right? Yeah, okay. But that's not where it ends, because Brian hasn't actually like drafted anyone just yet.
Pre-starting of the draft.
So just to give you an idea of where we are now, let's take a look. So we end up moving up the board just a little bit, and the Steelers now have 2 first-round picks, 3 second-round picks, and a slew of everything else somewhere else in the draft. But your phone rings again.
Right, and at this point, I've actually hit the start button, right? And I have the draft, and a trade comes in from those boys in New York, the New York Giants. They come in, they want to move back from 7. So they're giving me 7 and 36, and they make the offer and say, okay, we want 20 and we want your next year's first. I said, I don't want to give you 20. I like 20. 20 is my friend. I counter them and say, I'll give you next year's first and second and 225 and 241. 'Cause I don't like late round picks. They annoy me. And you give me 7 and 36. And they say, sure, why not? We'll do that. That might have actually been slightly insane on my part, but I don't care. I don't care. I have a plan. Now, at this point, what's our updated total?
Our updated total is, let's see, 3 first-round picks, 7, 10, and 20, which should net you every quarterback that you want in this draft, or maybe getting pretty close to it. Second round, 4 picks in the second round, 35, 36, 38, 52. Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me pause here. This does get a little crazier. This is usually about where we head this off. And then, of course, some of the other picks that you already have. So you have 7 picks in the top 52 at this point. However, Brian, we shall continue.
I now continue, and I'm actually on the clock at 7 at this point. But Houston wants 7. So they offer me 13 and 23. I said, no, that's not for that, for 7. I said, well, you know, that's pretty good. Oh, wait, maybe it was 13 and 23 in a first rounder. Anyway, I can't remember
what it is. There it is. I got it for you.
So this is what it boils down to. The eventual offer is they are going to give me, I'm going to give them 7. I'm going to give them 208 again, because I don't like late round picks, and a fourth rounder in 2023. They're going to give me 13, 37, and their first round picks in 23 and 24. That was my counter, and my counter was accepted. That is not my fault. I blame Pro Football Focus for that. Their simulator went, well, that seems like a good deal. And they took it. That's nuts. There's no way they would ever do that. Okay, so where are we now?
Okay, so our updated totals as we're taking a look. And the Steelers, now there's still 3 first rounders, but you've moved back now. You've slid back to 10 and 13 and still have 20. But now I think you've acquired an extra second rounder somewhere in this. You've gotten rid of almost everything that's outside of the first or second round. So you have 3 picks in the first and now 5 in the second. And we should say,
and we've also netted the next 2 years that I gave away.
Well, we're getting
actually
there.
Better first round picks that I gave away. We've now gotten them back.
Yeah. And, well, let's see. We should also note that you've pretty much got a block on like 4 picks in a row that should make every team in the NFL squirm in their seats when you go 35, 36, 37, and 38. That's like, well, oh my God, who could the Steelers be taking here? So it's just pretty much anyone that's available. But let's visit our rest in peace, right? Billy Mays, was that the guy, the Flex Seal guy? But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. The Saints want to move up to 10. And they offer me 16 and a 2023 second and a 2024 first. I decide that's not good enough, and I say, okay, I want 49 as well. But because I've said this could happen, I also give them Mason Rudolph.
What is so wrong I with offer, you? Shame on you. Shame on you.
I offer them 10, and they give me 16, of second rounder 23, another 2024 first, and 49, and they get 10 in Mason Rudolph from me.
Yeah,
and they accept.
Yeah, so there you go. You've traded away the 10th overall pick and the GOAT, Mason Rudolph. He's going to be the new GOAT, by the way. Landry Jones is, you know, that's passed. I don't think he's playing in the USFL that's coming around right here. But anyways, Steelers get 16, 49 in the second round, and then a second rounder in 2023 and a first rounder in 2024. And you should feel pretty proud of yourself. This is where now we're going to get somewhere else with it, aren't we? Well, wait a minute. We're not done. Well, wait a minute. We got to see what the Steelers actually have here. So the updated draft board now is 13, 16, and 20 in the first round. 35, 36, 37, 38, 49, and 52. And then you still have 84 and 138. How many picks is that?
And then Philly called.
Three. Yeah, Philly's going to call. You've got 11 picks in the draft now, you nut. Philly calls. Are you answering?
I need more. Philly calls. They want 13. They're offering me 15 and a 6. Now, again, I've told you I'm greedy. So I say, okay, I want 15 and 18. They said no. Okay, so I said, fine. I want 15 and one of their first round picks in 2023 that they got from somebody else. And into that, they said yes.
Okay. Oh. I gotta update this one more time, Brian. Give me a second.
Okay.
I'm all over the place. That was the Eagles. Oh, I got the Eagles trade right here. Bring it right up. Bang. So now we've got the Eagles get 13th. The Steelers get the 15th pick in this same draft, and then a first rounder in 2023. You actually haven't given all of your draft away somehow. And this simulator is complete total BS because these trades shouldn't be happening at some point. So now we got the Steelers are on the clock, right? The Steelers are on the clock after having, I don't even know how many more picks. Let's see.
And I need to draft somebody now. I feel compelled. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting at what, 15 here. Yeah. And I did get offers at 15 and I just went, you know, I think I'm done. I'm going to draft because there's a wide receiver on the board that I like, and it won't come as much of a surprise to anybody that I then use 15 because I still have, 16 and 20 in the first round. So I'm going to go twice. I got 15 and 16. And my feeling is that anybody wanted to jump up to 15 will probably also want to jump up to 16 since I have them both. Anyway, I take Chris Olave because why not? The wide receiver room of the Steelers is essentially a very shallow room right now. Chris Olave is absolute sweetness. He is a fantastic route runner. He's got great hands. He's got great feet. You know, you and I have watched him every game probably at Ohio State. The kid is fantastic. Would I rather have taken Garrett Wilson earlier? Well, maybe, but I like Chris Olave a lot, and I'm happy to make and break tradition and make, well, maybe it is tradition. The next first round wide receiver pick is the same college as the last first round wide receiver pick, the Ohio State University, Chris Olave.
Hey, I can't argue with Olave whatsoever. The dude is just a playmaker, and I'd be very happy. There's no way I think he makes it out of the first round. There's a lot of first round talent with wide receivers, but not everyone could go in the first round. So obviously we've always discussed, well, the Steelers could grab somebody in the second or in the third. And we've got some of our favorites we'll be talking about in the future here, but you're still on the clock though, buddy. You're still on the hook for something and you're going to make the next pick on 16 here, right?
No, because the Chargers call and they want to move up one spot. And my view is, if you okay, you can move up from 17 to 16, but I want a lot for you to do it. And so I make I don't remember what their original offer was, but it was 17 and some other stuff. But basically I said, no, give me 17, 79, and two of your 2022 second rounders. and they take it. And I went, all right, fine. I'm good. You can happily have my 16th pick, which they then took Drake London.
Okay. That's absolutely fine. And that's, you know, and it wasn't giving away Chris Olave at any point here, so I'm happy with that. And I love Olave. I think Olave could be like, it's not the same vein of player as a Martavis Bryant, but I picture him. He can get open on the field, help spread the field, score those tutties and everything else. So we're looking at, I think we have a final tally here. There's no more trades, right? This is it
here. No, I'm done. I can't trade anymore.
So the Steelers, my head. You still had 3 first round picks. So you had 15, which you took Chris Olave, 17. So that's yet to be determined. And then pick 20, and then 35, 36, 37, 38, 49, and 52. And then somehow you still have some other picks in this same draft, 79, 84, and 138. I have no idea.
And players, let's just be clear.
How do we pay these players when their contracts come up?
I don't know when you're going to get to this or if you're going to get to this. But remember, I gave away my first and second in both 2023 and 2024. But I now have 3 first rounders in 2023 and 3 second rounders in 2024 or 2023 and 2 first rounders in 2024. And, so I got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to pull the rest of that up for you, because why the heck not? So let's see. Brian, that's the current Steelers haul. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 picks. All but 3 of those. 9 of them in the top 52. You're thinking it's a pretty big draft here. And so you also acquired somehow in 2023 the three first-round picks from the Giants, the Texans, and the Eagles, second-round picks from the Giants, the Saints, and the Chargers. So there's your 3 picks for giving away some of that. That's the 2023 haul. And then if we end up perusing here, we're going to find you got 3 other picks here in 2024, which includes 2 first-rounders from the Texans and the Saints. And shame on all these teams for doing this. And then the Chargers give you a second-rounder as well. You, my friend, are insane. What are you going to do with all of that draft capital?
I just want to make this clear. I got a first round pick and a second round pick for Mason Rudolph. If that's not the definition of insanity.
Okay. As much as I want to joke around and say he's the GOAT and he's got a chance to maybe win the job or do something like that, you would have to be dumber than a box of rocks to not give that up. I think there's a pretty good shot there. I mean, geez, just take 2 quarterbacks while you're at it and call it a day. So,
and I almost did. I almost did. I didn't, but I almost did.
You're a crazy guy. So, okay.
So, of course, at 17, right? We're at 17. We're done doing this craziness. All the scenario has played itself out. At 17, of course, I'm going to take a quarterback, right? No. No. And I don't know if you have the graphic I sent you and is available to be pulled up, but it should be pulled up because is my take. This is my take on the entire draft regardless. And this is who I take here at 17, right there. Devontae Wyatt.
No matter what. Yeah, you made the graphic. It's almost legible there. I almost couldn't tell that was Photoshopped. I thought that's what they used in the actual draft day movie. I was like, wow, they had a guy named Devontae Wyatt in that movie too. Like, that's pretty crazy. But you know what? We need to talk about this though. Devontae Wyatt. Why Wyatt? Why is Wyatt Wyatt Wyatt? Why Wyatt? I like Wyatt a lot. I just did something with, I'm going to be talking with the Flash here too. I know he's going to be listening now. Like, he actually pays attention.
Hey, Zach, how you doing, man?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? How you doing? And you know what? And we may have like more boxes and more screens here. This is some of the coming down the road thing we were talking about here with some of the updates to the programming. But with Wyatt, we were talking about Jordan Davis a lot. And I know Jordan Davis, I think, had dinner with Mike Tomlin and them. And this is Devontae Wyatt's teammate over in Georgia. But Davis, even though he's fast, I mean, he's load. He would be like Casey Hampton-esque. What is he, like 330, 340, somewhere in between there? Maybe an inch or two taller than what Wyatt is, but Wyatt fits the mold. And people are like, well, why would you go with this? Don't the Steelers need a quarterback? Well, number one, this is insane. this take really isn't too insane. We would love Olave. We would love Wyatt as well. And right here, you feel some of the other players can fall maybe further a little bit in the draft. Then let me see. I know you took a bunch of people's picks, so I'm going to very eloquently try and find and see who is who's next up still. The Eagles still have their 18th and the Saints still have their 19th, I think. Maybe that swap's still there. And then the Steelers we're back on the clock with 20. But when you go with Wyatt, as you can see here, this guy is more in the mold of like Tyson Alualu, Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, Chris Wormley. They're all hovering at around 300 pounds in that same height. And he's also been very successful in Georgia. So you talk about Jordan Davis as maybe a defensive tackle. You need somebody that's more a three or a five technique that you could slide out onto the guards and the tackles. And because you're not playing a traditional 3-4 too often. So you're not going to find maybe Jordan Davis, maybe he slims up a little bit, but I don't see him in that same type of role where Wyatt, let's say Stephon Tuitt. This is a shower thought from earlier today, Brian. I think about these things when I'm listening to like the Sirius XM NFL radio and I got, you know, that going. And I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. We still don't know if Stephon Tuitt's going to play for sure or not. Tyson Alualu is going to be 35 years old. Cam Hayward is in his 30s, 32 going on, 33? He's still got several years left on his contract, as does Tuitt if Tuitt plays. But you got somebody in the first round that you essentially have control of their contract for four, potentially a fifth-year option, that can be the next guy and can spell all of these guys. And if you have an injury to Alualu, you're not sitting there holding the bag. Now, I know Wormley fits that mold. They like Wormley. They've said as much that he's starter capable. But with Wyatt, if Tuitt doesn't play, Alualu gets hurt, you're not searching for the next guy. And then, of course, you help spell and maybe keep Cam fresh in his all-pro type status. And maybe even Alualu. Maybe he's got to get back into the grind and make sure he's still the same guy. By the time you have to pay Devontae Wyatt, if he pans out to be as good as either of those two have been, it's particularly Hayward and then Tuitt. When he was playing double-digit sacks in 2020, right? Then more than likely, Hayward might be facing retirement. And now you have the guy that's sliding in right there. So I definitely like that move.
This is part of why I like Devontae Wyatt, is he reminds me of the OGGAM Cam Hayward. And in this is the ways that he does. His lower body is strong. Right. He's got great change of direction when he's inside the pocket. He can plow through blocks the way Cam does, just bull rush people and just knock them over. He's got nice pop. He's got some nice explosiveness. He's got great lateral quickness. There's just a lot to really like about this guy. But that's what I see when I've watched and look, unlike last few years, I've watched much less draft tape than I did. But what I've watched, when I watch him, I just see a grown-ass man, and I like it. It's not that I don't like Jordan Davis, but for all the same reasons and the fact he was already off the board. I mean, yeah, I could have had him. I had picks all the way up to 7. But, you know, when I go crazy, I have to try and rebuild what I gave away. So I did. And in that instance, I'm still real happy getting Devontae Wyatt, like more than happy.
Chris Olave and Devontae Wyatt, and you still have pick 20, and you still have first round picks next year and the year after that. And then you can go crazy again. And, you know, the draft's a myth. The cap's a myth.
Everything's a myth.
Everything's a myth. So who do we have at pick 20?
All right. So here you go. I took Malik Willis.
I was about to put him up on the board before anybody even sees there. So, yeah, I mean, just I don't necessarily have a huge problem with Malik Willis. I'm sure I'm going to talk about it a little bit more. It's not one of the guys I think that will fall to 20. But if he happens to, the ceiling's high. Maybe you could afford to roll with Trubisky or Rudolph. I always have the fear of what if those guys are good and then you use this pick on Willis, then what? You know,
remember, can't roll with Rudolph.
Oh, yeah, Rudolph. Well, he's out of your situation here. So, yes. Yeah, this makes even more sense. You're absolutely correct. And also, we didn't get to talk about this myself, and Zach did earlier this week, be remiss if we didn't bring up Dwayne Haskins, Brian, you know, being the Steelers and Ohio State guys that we are. So
that's incredibly sad. And very shocking and surprising. And you feel bad for the family, and your best wishes go out to them and to all his friends and loved ones. 'Cause that's just.
Yeah, agreed. And it was one of the things where I was talking about, I'm like, geez, I really, you know, in a selfish way, I wish we could have seen what that quarterback battle would have brought us.
Yeah.
But aside from that, we, you know, now that we pass, go forward and carry on here with the program, we've got some second round picks. So,
well, let me just talk about Malik Willis for a second.
Yeah, sure.
I had a choice here because Ridder is still available or Willis. And, you know, look, we had to draft a quarterback. I traded away Mason Rudolph. I have to draft a quarterback. There is no ifs, ands, or buts here. I would rather draft the guy that has potentially more upside. Hope Trubisky can be the bridge that we want him to be, or maybe even more, and that Malik Willis gets a chance to learn and grow. That's what I hope. So that was the direction I went. Plus, look, let's be honest. The game is moving towards much more towards mobile quarterbacks. You know, we haven't had one, so why not?
I don't know. Mike Vick had big arm and everything.
That didn't count. That was old man Fred Sanford, Mike Vick.
Yeah, I can't necessarily disagree with you on that. And, you know, the whole Mike Vick not being able to find Antonio Brown, barely being able to find Martavis Bryant, that's just disappointing when you look at the talent that was there on the field. But you have some second round picks that we need to cover now as well. What was there? There's 12 total. So
yeah,
just trying to load everyone up here. So the attention's on you, my friend. This is your beast. When I saw this, I'm like, this is just, it's insane.
It is insane. All right. So I've got 4 picks in a row. And you know, basically I'm going to run through them and then we could talk about whatever pieces of the puzzle we need to talk about here. But over the next, and you could put these in any order you want. And there were other guys that I considered. One of them was, I think, the quarterback or cornerback from Baylor. I can't remember what his name is. But it's like Pierre or something like that. I can't remember. But I didn't take him. Anyway, I took Joaquin Brisker at 35, Sky Moore at 36, Boye. And because I took him not just because he's good, but because his name is Boye. Boye Math, I can't say it right, at 37, and then Daxton Hill at 38. So,
yeah, there's Boye right there. That's that guy is a straight up beast.
Yeah,
and you know, all those picks are just absolutely like what else can you say about that? Adam Rank was just talking about the other day that this man right here, and this, you know, we don't like to see these colors, but once they're in black and gold, we don't care. So Daxton Hill, and the Steelers still need a safety, and he could also double as maybe a DB, maybe like a Mike Hilton type. So you've added Brisker and you've added Hill there. The secondary would be absolutely loaded. You've already addressed offense with Olave and Willis, potentially. Maybe Willis not playing in his first season. And then Devontae Wyatt on that defensive line. Sky Moore, another wide receiver. So let me see here, Brian. I think I had Sky Moore also just to play around with the gizmos and whatnot. Got to take a look at Sky Moore. Just getting his run on. Look at that. That's a fast guy. That's a lean dude. All these young men make me feel very inadequate at times here, being like just getting old and fat and out of shape. And it doesn't feel that good. How much further do we have to go here? So you now down to pick what?
49.
And
although I want to talk about Boye, because Boye is my Boye. Like this is my Alex Highsmith kind of guy in this draft. It's earlier than Highsmith went, obviously. But this guy can rush the passer. All right. You know, you want to talk about we need some backup at that position. We need some depth. We need somebody behind Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt. Well, there you go. Right there. You bring him in as a pass rush specialist initially until he starts to learn, you know, how to be an outside linebacker for the Steelers. It's going to be, what, how many sacks we have last year? 50-something? Yeah, it might be a million. Who knows?
Hey, there's definitely there's no what do you want to say arguments here from myself. That'll be the Steelers. You know, that's the thing, and everybody just complains. They complain about all of the different things that happened with the defense last year. It's like if the defense still doesn't play what they do, they didn't play that way in every game because they didn't have the full complement of players that you would have liked for them to have had. But look at TJ Watt. Doesn't even play a full season. I mean, you imagine giving him some help and a breather with another guy that could be a monster and wreck the line. And we said that with Wyatt, of course. So going forward, Brian, what else do we have? Who's your next pick? Let's see.
My next pick is 49. I need to address my heart at 49.
Yeah, you haven't done anything with this. This was the top need for the Steelers heading into this offseason, wasn't it?
Yep. And it still is a need. So I'm going to take a tackle, an offensive tackle, a big man. And let me just, here's the three words that describe this individual, which is why he's being picked here. Big, wide, and nasty. And that is Tyler Smith, tackle. Can't remember what's that up. Tulsa.
Tulsa, yeah. I was about to say.
Look. Is he over-aggressive sometimes? Yes. Can his nastiness benefit him on one play and then hurt him on another? Yes. I don't care. I want guys with attitude. This is a guy with attitude. This is a road plower kind of guy. You know, I think he's got great leg drive. He can be a guy that can you know, open up some outside edge holes for Najee, for whoever. A guy who could protect whoever is going to be the quarterback. Look, clearly they need to tackle, even if it's just for depth. They've got 800 interior linemen now. So they need some guys for depth to tackle. This is a guy I think that could literally challenge to start now.
But wait, there's more.
There well, is.
You need something else. Well, you've got an edge rusher. We've got maybe a corner, like a dime backer type. You've addressed almost everything, except for a position where the Steelers could carry anywhere from 8 to 10 of these players on the roster at the same time. So we're in what? Are we still in round two? Yeah, I don't think we get out of round two for a while still yet.
Get our future Hall of Fame outside linebacker from? What school was that?
It was another Big Ten school. We've got some Big Ten love here. We really do.
Wasn't it one of them schools in one of them states that are like, you know, up there in the top of the country and it's really snowy all the time?
I don't want to badger you necessarily. Ha.
Okay.
Get it?
Ha. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
Get Wisconsin. It. Wisconsin. So yeah. I'm going back to Wisconsin and I'm taking Leo. I can't say his last name. Channel. I don't know. What the hell? Who cares?
Yeah.
He's a linebacker. And this is unlike the, you know, linebacker like TJ, who's a outside linebacker. I think this is an inside linebacker, and whether he's a complement to, you know, a Miles Jack or a Devin Bush, or whether he can develop more on his own to do more. Look, this kid is strong, right? In some ways reminds me like just the kind of linebacker that Vince Williams sort of was, but not as big, but still as strong, if not stronger. This is, I mean, he is a really strong guy, and he is a sure tackler, a very sure tackle.
And I was thinking that myself. I said, wouldn't it be nice if they got a pick somewhere else? Now, of course, it's still the second round. So yep. You would hope the second rounder pans out here, even though it's what, like the eighth or ninth pick that you, it's the eighth pick. No, ninth pick that you've made, because everything else now is going to fall outside pick 79 that you're now on. And you're not done with the big nasty guys.
Nope, I'm not. I'm going to do the second tackle. So I'm double dipping at tackle. This time I'm going for a golden gopher. Daniel Falafelili.
Yeah, we've heard and seen a lot of this guy. And Mike Tomlin loves his giant, what do you want to say, maybe freaks of nature.
Yeah.
And what's he tipping the scales at? Do you have that handy by any chance?
I'm looking. It's a number that almost hits a 4. 3.83. The big,
crazy,
big man, big man.
Originally, how do you say his name? Daniel Falele.
This is the way I'm going to say his name until I learn differently. Daniel Falele.
He's from Melbourne, Australia. 6'8", 387. It makes people look like little tin toy soldiers out there on the football field.
He's a big. So. Big man.
Yeah. And the grade that he's getting, I'm not sure, wherever on NFL.com, usually sometimes it's Lance Zierlein, and he's given him a grade will eventually be an NFL starter. So that's kind of cool. And you're only getting him in the third round this time. So let's see.
Look, you take Tyler Smith, and that is maybe your future left tackle. You take Falalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal you're set up. Now you've got the depth you need. Now you've got the guys you need, and you've got the attitude you need across the line to build a cohesive unit that is just plain nasty.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it's Falele.
Falele.
And then you could tell if somebody made fun of him, he just sat on him. Just, man. But, I mean, you can see it. Zach Banner was a big dude. Alejandro Villanueva, he was a pretty big dude. You've still got two more picks left to play around with here. Picks 84, and then you go all the way down to 138, which I'm pleasantly surprised that you actually kept that one.
I did. Look, you got to, at some point, you got to feed special teams, right? Anyway, 84, look, I've already taken two wide receivers in Olave and Sky Moore. This is a wide receiver that people actually have mocked to the Steelers at various points. So I'm not going to talk about him too much, but he's still on the board. The room is still not as fleshed out as I'd like it to be. Yeah, we got Claypool. Yeah, we got Deontay. But you get past Claypool and Deontay, and Lord knows what's going to happen with Deontay if he's asking for $750,000 million a year. They need to restock. So Khalil Shakir is the pick here.
Boise State.
Or in Boise State. Yep.
Sounds good to me, and they always try and keep Danny Smith happy with a pick.
Yep.
Throw him a bone somewhere, and then you're going to eventually end off the draft here with yet one more player, and you're going to add someone to the secondary this time around.
Yep, this is my sentimental pick because we just lost a guy from the University of Miami, Ohio, who will soon, in 5 years, be entering the Hall of Fame. So I needed to add somebody from Miami of Ohio. And so I did. But he's not a quarterback. He's a safety. In my mind, he is probably a guy who contributes as depth and special teams. But I think he can be quality. He can be the next, Dangerfield or whoever the hell has been hanging around for 7 years and made a career out of just being a backup special teams and depth safety player. Sterling Weatherford from Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, and to be completely honest, trying to find some stuff from some of these guys is kind of difficult. You're kind of looking around, you're kind of reaching. So it's kind of crazy to say, but you filled up so much here on the roster. I'm not sure that everyone can actually make it. Maybe
nope.
They can. But the Steelers could use some help from last year. Still made the playoffs, and it's crazy the way we think and feel about this team. They haven't had a losing season in forever, going back to Cowher era. That's absolutely wild. And this draft is about as crazy as it gets, too. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot more to say. I like to get into some of these players, but I also like to be a little more realistic. There are three wide receivers, although you did take a special teams guy, even though Gunnar Olszewski is already there.
Well, so, but, you know, Gunner's a guy. He's going to be a gunner. He's going to be a special teams guy, kick returner, that kind of guy, right? I think Weatherford is going to be just more of a traditional add-in, you know, special teams player. Just one of your core special teamers, but not in one of the special teams positions. Like, I don't expect him to be a returner. I don't expect him to do anything like that. But I do expect him to be a contributor, you know, down the road, potential special teams captain kind of guy. Look, I think you add Chris Olave, Sky Moore, and Khalil Shakur to that wide receiver room. I know this won't happen. Again, let me reemphasize, this is not meant to in any way, shape, or form set the expectation that this could occur. It can't. It's no way. Not going to happen unless somehow, you know, Kevin Colbert develops mind control abilities. And in which point, if he's going to do that, he should just get everybody to trade like a seventh for a first and, you know, whatever. Then we'll just take all the picks.
I mean, this is it's totally realistic in every way. These teams are just they're pining. They're chomping at the bit to just give away next year's and the year after's first round picks. I mean, the Rams did it, so why not?
Yeah, they got to win a Super Bowl. That's the secret. I bet you Pro Football Focus added that into the mix. You know what? Trade everything away because you won a Super Bowl. So now we'll make that more likely in our simulator.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway. So just taking a look one more time. We've got all of the picks. Chris Olave at 15, Devontae Wyatt at 17, Malik Willis at 20. So you got a wide receiver, defensive line, basically defensive end and the Steelers mold. And then a quarterback, maybe quarterback of the future. You go safety with Jaquan Brisker, Sky Moore, wide receiver, your boy, Matt Maffey, edge rusher, Dexton Hill. Listed. They have him listed as a corner there on the
first place I looked at it. Well, they do on Pro Football Focus. He's listed in the corner group.
That would be kind of interesting. I'm going to see NFL.
I know he's probably projected more as a safety.
Yeah, I've seen him as safety. I was just curious where I think NFL.com had him as a safety. I hate going off. Yeah, they have him listed as a safety. Will eventually be plus starter. So that's kind of intriguing in and of itself. So, but you know what? Versatility, just kind of like Trey Norwood or anyone else that's out there. The Steelers love it. Cam Sutton.
There's your nickel guy.
You've got two tackles here sandwiched around Leo Chanel as a linebacker with Tyler Smith and Daniel Falele. And then Khalil Shakir, wide receiver, pick 84. And then Sterling Weatherford, safety at 138.
Shakira.
Yeah, you know, stop that.
You're a Shakira.
No, we don't stop. Don't do that. We put the spotlight on you.
Watch out. My hips don't lie. Oh, my hips don't lie, brother.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But anyways, we're hoping you're able to follow around with that. If you did, if you couldn't and it made your head spin and you're listening on one of the audio formats, go follow us over on YouTube. Give us one of those likes, the thumb ups type things, and also the subscription. Yeah, subscribe by all means. We've got some more fun stuff coming. Hopefully we get a mock draft. We got some other things. I'm going to stay tight-lipped, throwing the key away, but we got some cool stuff coming. But the draft is right around the corner now, and you know, we can't wait. And this is why I like to cover it now, because all of these things, we could have talked about these ages ago, but what would it have mattered? There's so many things that got shifted around. Your free agency changes everything. You got other teams already making some trades and whatnot. So this is the prime time right now to be talking about the draft. We got a pretty good idea, and almost everyone and their brother thinks that the Steelers are just going to go quarterback. And I don't know, man. That's kind of difficult for me to just pin right now, Brian, especially when earlier in our program here, we said Devontae Wyatt, no matter what. Got it. No matter what. So, my friend, it was good having you on once again. Hoping the new format works out okay. We didn't have any major technical hiccups here, so we're going to keep it going. If you like it, enjoy it. Let us know. hit us up in the comments. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, leave a review if you're over like in Apple land, Android land. I don't know what people use. And let me know what you use if you got an Android phone and listen to podcasts, because it seems like it's just like no man's land as far as what programs or what apps everyone's using. Like everybody pretty much uses Apple Podcasts, I think, or like Spotify or something. We're on all of them, so you can find us there. We like the word of mouth. I know we're shilling, but hey, some of the biggest shows of the year just around the corner here, and we're going to try and make them even bigger, have a few extra guests here, and we may even get a little more insane. I don't know. We mocked everyone. Can't mock you, Brian, for your insane draft.
Look, I wasn't going to even do one of these this year, and so you guys are to blame. You, in the commentary, you said we need mock draft insanity. We must have mock draft insanity. You cannot not give us mock draft insanity.
I do what you tell me.
We are here for the people. We give the people what they like, the content that they like. We're not going to lie. Flash is going to like this one, too, I think. We're going to opine on this when we come around early next week. So
I look forward to hearing his take on it.
Darn it. I just want to say so many other things, but it's not meant to be right now. So, Brian, thanks for joining me once again right there with the fuzzy hair. Yeah, I caught you there. You took the hat off. The hat does not come off. I don't think I've taken it off on any of these episodes yet, have I?
No.
You've seen me without the hat.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm just checking. I believed so, but it's not going to happen. It's like the LL Cool J thing, like I keep saying. So anyways, folks, that'll do it for us. Let us know. I know you think that we are out of our minds with all of these picks. We're going to show it to you just one more time. Put it up on the board here. Just, oh my goodness. There's a dozen. That's a dirty dozen right there. Brian, what have you done?
That's just, what is it? It's insanity.
It is insanity. And Sterling Weatherford's name like totally just kind of screwed up the whole format there. He had to go with the guy with a long name. We used to do Eric when he was here. I don't know if Eric still listens. Eric, if you listen, just say you heard this. He used to do the old names teams, and they started to do that on Good Morning Football now. And I'm like, like Leonardo DiCaprio pointing at himself with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with the meme. That's like, hey, I remember that kind of bit. So hey, folks, that'll do it for us, as always. Thank you for supporting the platform. I've already said the like, comment, subscribe, our 2%ers, thank you for being there. We'll have some more coming to you shortly and around the corner. But until then, my name is my colleague over here. His name is Brian E. Roach. And until next time, as we always do, we encourage everyone out there to be safe, be good, and we'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.